We will not hang up.
We will not hang up.
I guess they'll start.
I can't believe that. What did you do? Just say I'm about to call and use my car?
I had to call the 800 number and then give my PIN number. It's called Call Friend, and they needed native speakers for telephone speech study.
Is this AT&T?
No, it's, I guess, for educational purposes, the linguistic data from the University of Pennsylvania is collecting phone conversations.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get you, though?
From Darlington.
Oh, okay.
I guess the international students we have there. So. How are you?
Good.
Daddy, you've got it?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, Lloyd?
That was funny that they had to say that. But I guess
you didn't hear it all, Lloyd.
I heard you said something about recording.
Yeah, they just said, I guess I said okay.
Yeah, you got to give consent for the record something.
Sure, ain't nothing I'm going to say that. I'm sure they like that word.
Say what word?
I said ain't. Nothing I'm going to say.
Oh.
John got some hope today at Piedmont.
Really?
Hospital. Yeah, they've tied off some of the parts that are bleeding, and they'll say if he doesn't, if he definitely doesn't drink, that maybe he'll have a little bit longer. Because some other man, this doctor had this patient that was just like John, and he helped him, and it's been 6 years. So.
6 years, really?
So maybe the kids were real excited.
Well,
and I did find out today that the liver does regenerate itself if enough is left. I asked a couple people about that.
Well, but that Dr. Griffith said if it's cirrhosis, it will not regenerate.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I wonder, I was thinking about this. The reason he probably doesn't want to tell people is because of his pride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody said all along he's an alcoholic.
Of course, of course.
And then now he's got, that's the sure sign he is an alcoholic.
Meg, that's part of it, but John, I don't know that John understands the truth anymore. He's really mixed up about things.
Really?
He tells stories about things when it doesn't even matter.
Oh, sad.
But I'm sure that his pride and embarrassment about all this is, he's got to have some factor. I agree with you to some extent on that.
I wonder if Suzanne, he'll get back together if he's got 6 years.
I don't know. I just,
she loves him and wants to.
Well, they talked, they talked real seriously when she went up there. But the thing is, even when he said he would quit drinking, he never asked her to come back. So.
Oh, that's what she wanted to hear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Hey, Daddy.
Girl,
I was going to say happy birthday, Daddy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed you. I didn't know who that lady Ann was.
Ann Marsh.
Uh-huh.
She was down front.
Did she tell you happy birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she might have been the one that did the certificate deposit with. Or was that?
I was a younger girl did that
with. But she's just taking that new job.
Well, I was thinking, why are you answering his phone?
Well, see, when he's busy, somebody answers it.
Usually it used to be Judy.
Yeah, but Judy, we've got two people out there, Judy and Ann Morris.
Mm.
We had another girl in there for a while, Kathy Dobbins, but we moved her back on the customer service side, so and then posted this job for a loan processor, and Ann Morris wanted it.
Okay.
She just has gotten that job.
Do you want Tripp's phone number?
Yeah.
You got a pencil?
Nope.
Is Isaac got his buddies there? I mean, not his buddies, but his...
The Pikes? Yeah, they're Pikes over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's cooking some hamburgers.
They're drinking beer and having a good time?
Yeah. They got a keg.
Brother in the bond.
Hey, I don't have a pen right now. Oh, yeah, there's one. Well, I came home from aerobics. I went to aerobics with Shana and just thought, I'll just come in late, make cookies. And then, Isaac and this guy had gone hunting, and David got in my house by using a credit card.
Picked your lock with a credit card?
Yes.
Who did?
Me, David. Well, because all the guys were hanging out outside our house.
And so they wanted to just go on coming in?
Well, yeah, and he said, let me see if I can get in with this, because he had gotten in his apartment.
Don't
like
you
that.
Have a boat lock?
Yeah, well, I'm going to start bolting it now.
Yeah, I would, too.
That scares me to death.
How did he do it with a credit card?
I've seen people do it, but you just have to keep working the bolt back, as I understand it.
Man.
But that's scary.
It is.
If he can do it, and a nice guy, then
I know.
Cool, somebody that wants to get in there.
So they was there when you got home?
Yeah, so they're in my house, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I guess Isaac must have gone to get something. And they started telling me they picked the lock, and I thought they were kidding at first. And I said, well, where's Isaac? And they said, I don't know.
Gracious.
I know. And he goes, I hope you don't mind. I said, no, I'm glad you're in, but that just scares me. Y'all could get in that easily.
I know it.
So,
The guys can't figure that out. If it scares you, then they need to have the head examined.
I know, yep. But then Isaac and them came in about 10 minutes later.
Did you tell Isaac they'd pick the lock?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He goes, well, we'll just have to start bolting it.
Yeah, I definitely do that when I left.
Yeah, we do at night, but just during the day, it's easy just to lock the door.
Yeah.
Golly. Well, Dave, you get your birthday card finally?
Yeah, I sure did. I got it on the 16th.
Yeah, he got it. You were worried about him getting it, Meg.
Yeah, because I mailed it late. I didn't mail it late, but I forgot mail didn't run on Monday.
Mailed it postmarked in Memphis.
Yeah, they see that. And then, anyway, I'm glad you got it. Did you see that I put in there about what I want to do?
Yeah, that's that's a great idea.
Have you ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
The Family Life Conference? Did I tell you what I did, or I can't even remember what I wrote in your card?
Did you think about sending Mom and I out to one, or pick a time or something like that?
Yeah. There are two weekends, either one in Birmingham or one in Atlanta.
Is that what we did one time with one at Southern Bell over Atlanta, Nancy?
No, this is with Campus Crusade, though.
Oh, well, well, okay.
Oh, like a marriage thing?
Yeah, it's like that. Isaac and I have gone to two of them. And it's just a weekend in Atlanta, and y'all sit in on some meetings, and you'll have, I think you have Saturday afternoon off.
Well, didn't you say that that you don't, like, we were with people all the time, like, we
our
meals with the people? And
yeah, this is what, you just go, like, y'all go to you won't have to meet anybody if you don't want to. You just go to the meetings by yourself, and then you have, like, projects to do, just the two of y'all. And then, let's see, so actually you have Saturday night off. That's your date night. And you just work through all these projects. And Isaac and I love it. We went engaged. Remember I went engaged in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with, we went this fall to Memphis.
Okay.
And Isaac and I want to pay for the registration. That's both your and Mama's birthday.
Well, that's too much.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But if y'all could get the hotel room.
Okay.
All right.
But y'all need to decide. You need to decide which weekend, because I've got to send the money off.
Okay. Well, we'll talk, and I'll get back with you. Did I tell you, I took him to the movies and to the eat.
Yeah, what'd you see?
We went to see.
Oh,
I told Trip that morning. He said, why'd y'all go see that?
Because I wanted to.
And I said, well, we want to. I thought you talked like it was good. And he said, God, that was, yeah, he's seen it, too. He said,
oh, yeah,
I said, well, you hadn't seen it. When you were here, you wanted to see it. So I said, we didn't understand it.
What was it?
The 12 Monkeys.
Mm-mm.
You hadn't read about it?
No, I hadn't even seen it advertised.
Oh, God, it was Bruce
strange.
Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt.
Oh,
gosh, it was weird.
Like, what was it, suspenseful? Or?
No, you had a hard time keeping up with, with the time factor on the day and what was happening, was it really happening, or was it a part of this guy's imagination? And then he would—I don't know—just just kept you off balance the whole time. And
it was, I enjoyed sitting there.
You had to keep on your edge to try to absorb everything that was happening, because if you felt like you missed something, you were totally out of it.
But after it was over, we just sat there because it was just strange. So.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And who else is in it besides Brad Pitt?
That pretty girl.
I don't know the girl, see. It was entertaining, no doubt about that.
Where'd y'all go eat?
The Primas.
The Primas.
Because the new movie is out at the mall at Mount Berry.
It's literally right behind the Primas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we drove out of the Primas driveway up into the movie.
Is Litchfield closed then?
This is new.
So now they have three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that one's out there.
They just finished it.
How many movies do they have at that one?
Did you get
six?
Good grief, that's a lot. I guess you're hitting different people, though. You're hitting people in
Somerville and Armurchie and out that way.
Yeah, they bring in.
I just still don't see how they make it, all of them.
I don't know. What's the Coosa? Is that out near Litchfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coosa's out that way.
So I guess you're hitting different small towns anyway.
Well, tell us how y'all are doing with your ministry and everything.
We're doing good. Isaac's leaving tomorrow to go to Denver, and I guess Paula's still coming. She needs to call me back and get directions.
She hadn't done that yet?
Well, she called back once, and she told me to page her, and I paged her twice, but she hadn't called me back.
How long is he going to be out in Denver?
I think he's, well, I don't know why I say that. He's flying out tomorrow at 2, and the guy from Mississippi State, he's leading the project to I better not say, because it's not legal, but he's leading one somewhere. And then, so he's in town tonight, and they're both flying out at 2 o'clock tomorrow,
uh-huh.
And then they'll be back, I think, Sunday, like, their plane arrives in Memphis at 2, I mean at 10.
Okay, so he won't be gone that long.
Uh-uh. And tomorrow night I'm having some girls over to spend the night again.
I thought if he's going to be gone for a week, then we'll fly you back here.
No. He'd probably done it for the weekend if you told him earlier.
I know.
He's missing his kids.
I wish, but I told Mom
it was hard for Tripp to leave, you know.
I bet it was.
Daddy had a harder time than me, I guess, because I told her, Lloyd, about the sweet notes he'd left us. He asked me if he'd gotten them, Lloyd.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where'd he leave them?
On a nightstand. He also told me he called Lori before he left.
He did again?
I know.
And did he talk to her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was back here a pretty good while.
The boy was here at her house.
I wonder why.
Uh-huh, but he said something that he told her, well, I guess I'm just calling you to say goodbye. It's no trip. That's not, I don't want that, you know. So I don't know what she gave him hope or what.
Well, you know, this is between us. I will not tell y'all anything else, but Shayna and I were talking once, and I never, ever mentioned anything about
Tripp.
I mentioned, it was a hard breakup, and she started dating, Trent right after she started dating Pat, and so I said, you just start thinking, I said, like, Tripp, he would start dating other girls, but he had Miss Lori. I never said they still Miss Lori, and she goes, Lori was the same way. You know, she says, well, I love Ben, but there's just so much with Tripp that I miss.
Mm.
And I said, well, they dated for like 8 years, so I could understand their point. But then I was like,
don't
say. So she's confided that into Shayna,
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get Tripp's hopes up, for anything.
Well, they were together two or three times during Christmas and went out and, I don't know.
You went to the movies?
Went to movies,
uh-huh.
Went out to eat.
I know, but she would kiss. I think he said they kissed. But she would say, but I love Ben. And so I told him, because I talked to him before Mama got home from Walmart or whatever on Saturday, and he brings it up every time I talk to him. I said, well, Tripp, either you need to call and say, is there any hope, or you need to call and say, hey, best of luck. Maybe after we get married, we could be friends again.
Well, that's what he said he tried to do yesterday, I guess. And then she must not want him to go completely or something. I don't know.
That's not fair to him if she...
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, of course I'd love...
To Ben either,
Well, that's true, too, but I don't want him to be hurt. Anne called last night and talked to Isaac for a little while.
Oh, did she?
Uh-huh.
Is she doing okay?
Yeah, he said she's in love. And as it goes, be in love a little bit longer, and I'll ask you the tough questions.
What is that? What are the tough questions?
Just teasing. Just saying, like a scene, are you really in love?
Oh, okay.
So,
she sure didn't stay home very long, didn't she?
No, she couldn't get away with me early enough Monday.
I can't believe that. She said, did you tell me they're doing Experiencing God?
Yeah. And
I think she's lost more weight.
She sure has. She's very thin.
I need to say something to her.
Well,
I did. She said, well, I'm getting small because he's so little.
Oh.
That's not a good reason.
No, it's not.
I know. I didn't know what to say. I said, well, so?
I'm sure he doesn't want that.
No.
She looks good, though.
Huh.
Yeah, she looks great. She'd smoked a cigarette coming up to Darlington, though. I said, does he know you smoke?
What'd she say?
I haven't been smoking.
Oh, really? That's what I told her, though. If she's going to go smoke at home and...
Yeah, she needs to be truthful.
She needs to be truthful with him, yeah. She wasn't truthful with Barry.
Barry? What did she...
Barry never knew she drank. Or she'd always drink on the weekends, and then when he was around, she, I don't think she did or something like that.
Mm. So. Wes Alford is home. Did I tell you that?
No, why?
He's not really told me the whole thing. He just said he needed a break. The whole experience in Anniston was not real good. I mean, he loved the church was doing good things, and I think the minister, the head minister, was a military man that just I don't know what all happened, but he just, I mean, Wes didn't get into it with me, but he just said I just needed a break from. He said I want to stay in the ministry, but I don't know what happened.
What's he gonna do now?
Well, he's trying to find just a temporary job, you know.
Sweet him, I like him.
I know he asked me about y'all.
Did he ever hear from what's the name, Hill?
Oh, I didn't ask him that. I hadn't heard from him.
Oh.
So I don't know. But he's back, you know, active in the church again. And
how long's he been back?
About, I saw him, like the 8th. He must have stayed to the 1st of the year at that church.
Oh, okay.
I saw him a couple of times walking early in the morning as I was going into work.
He'll walk?
Huh?
Like exercise?
Yeah.
With his mama?
Coming back from College Street.
Yeah, he's staying with his mom, but he said that Henry's got him an apartment he's going to move in to.
Oh, Henry King?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably good since he's a big boy. I was going to say something. Hey, did Mama tell you about Asa Daddy?
Yeah.
I read it.
Showed me the note.
It was to both of us.
Yeah.
And I was reading it to him on the way to Rome.
Uh-huh.
I said, here's a poem from Asa. And I just freaked out when I heard what.
Oh, you hadn't read it until you read it with Daddy?
No, we'd read it. I started to say it sounded like they fixed to come up with something, some kind of announcement here.
That is so, I can't believe it. But, you know, I don't know if after a month of being pregnant I would tell everybody.
I thought that was a little bit.
Yeah, and just from the pregnancy test, too.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I mean, I might tell y'all, but I wouldn't want y'all to tell anybody until I was like a couple of months pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people tell too early now. It's such a long way.
Yeah, it can be a long, long time.
And in the miscarriage, like the first 3 months.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I was over there with Suzanne today. She's at John's keeping the baby, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's so cute.
Is he?
Yes.
Who does he look like?
Well, she thinks he looks just like the Kirsches, but I saw a little of Anna today in him.
Aww.
He's just so darling. He just blew bubbles and did all kind of cute little gooing, cooing.
How old is he?
Well, he's born in August. So.
Oh, okay, so he's not very old. That's so cute.
He's precious.
Well, you got to talk about it if you want a little Jenkins along.
If I want what?
A little Jenkins.
Did you tell Isaac that Asa was pregnant?
Yeah.
Did he?
He was like, really? That's neat.
Say so? I'm not.
I know. We went, because he's leaving, we went to eat lunch together today.
Uh-huh.
And there's this little boy. He's probably about one, or maybe one and a half. He might have been two because he was eating a little hamburger from McDonald's. And he was looking at me going, hamburger? Hamburger? Isaac goes, don't look at him.
Why did he say that?
Isaac said, don't look at him.
He's just kidding because he don't want me to want a kid.
Because
he's
saying, don't look
at him. Hamburger? And then go, hey. So he must have been, we were eating at a Chinese place, so I guess, how old do you have to be to eat a hamburger? About two? Or two and a half? I mean, he was sitting in the high chair. He was so cute.
If he's two, seems like he could talk better than that.
Hamburger.
Oh, that's cute.
I know, well, that was fun. So what are y'all going to do this weekend?
Nothing.
Any plans?
Nothing planned. Unless we go to Savannah.
No trip.
Kidding.
We all went camp up there sometime. And
oh, he said he wanted us to sometime.
Give so he started.
Mark said that we'd come visit him if we didn't. I think.
Yeah, we liked Mark.
Yeah.
He was nice.
Really?
He gained about 10 pounds. We ate.
Oh, God, we ate all weekend.
Pork chops and steaks. Went out to Petro's.
Went to Schroeder's.
Schroeder's.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time.
Where's this kid from?
Houston.
Texas?
Texas?
Out of Houston. Originally he's from a small town, but he's been living in Houston like for a good many years.
Sweet.
So
like Vida, Texas is where he kind of grew up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much about Texas. It's too big.
I know it.
But he's not at all like, I guess, what I had in mind. was envisioning, you know, somebody tall like Tripp or whatever, and somebody like Tony Zach or, you know, Tommy, what's his name, red-headed boy down there.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's short and real stocky built. Not stocky. He's just kind of real short looking.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like how tall? 5-something?
Yeah, 5'5", maybe 5'6".
Shorter than me?
Oh, yeah.
About mama's tall?
Wouldn't you say, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
But he's real stout, Bill. I mean, he's...
He's about Ann's height.
Yeah, he's about
5'7".
Yeah, 5'6", 5'7". But real size, nice looking young man.
Is he dating anybody?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's coming in, what, next?
February to see him.
Yeah.
But tonight...
He's trying to find her a job down there. And they've been going together since she was in high school.
Good night.
Allison and some girl were coming tonight, though. And I think they were we tried to call him before we called you, you know, about 8:45 because it wasn't quite time to call you.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't answer. So he had told me that they may go out.
Yeah, that's fun that he's such good friends with Allison that she can come.
Mm-hmm. But he said that he was looking over the marsh. You know, he was looking out from his deck over the marsh. He had on shorts and...
Gosh.
Oh, Lord, he said they had a fire last night.
Yeah, I was going
uh-huh.
back.
Daddy sent him all this wood. I wish y'all could have gotten
Is
some.
It cold at night, though?
Well, he said it was cold last night. I think he just wanted a fire.
Robert just had a fire.
You know, he loved the fire while he was here. We've had one every night. All day long.
Yeah.
We had one.
Started up in the morning.
Uh-huh. He loved it while he was here. So
it's supposed to get colder, I think, this weekend.
It is. Supposed to get real cold this weekend. So.
Yeah.
So Paula will come Friday, you think?
Well, when she left a message, she said, I think I can leave at 12, which is
great.
11.
Great.
Probably get here about 5.
Well, that's neat. I'm glad she's going to come
see you. I hope
she
does make it.
I know. I told, because Shana and Dave are going to be here, so we'll probably got to eat with them and hang out with them some. And
they're going
to
be at your house?
No, they'll just be in town.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, this is the kind of friend that'll back out the last minute, though.
Well, if she does, you've got them.
Yeah.
Would you call Holly to come?
I might.
I'm going to think that would thrill her to death.
Well, we're going to Memphis with a bunch of people.
Who is?
Well, Paula didn't know this, but we're going shopping going to Memphis and with some students and Shane and Dave.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
You don't want to call Holly to meet y'all for lunch or anything?
I might.
I don't think I would, being that close to... Well, you can do whatever you want to.
When's the last time you talked to Paul? I mean, talked to her.
Well, I wrote her a letter, about a 2-page letter.
After her mama died?
No, in December.
This December?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did?
And hadn't heard from her.
Well, maybe she's having problems again.
I'll try.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just try calling or something.
I wonder if she still even lives there. I said, if you've moved, I just said, write me back. I didn't even say, call me.
What time of December? 1st of the month? Middle, end of the month?
Yeah, it was our Christmas letter. It was,
Christmas.
By the 15th.
Busy, you know.
Well, I'll try to call her.
Yeah, I wish you would, especially if Paula's going.
You're talking about Holly now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Paula and Holly aren't very close, though.
They weren't?
Holly was always jealous of Paula.
Why?
Just because of our friendship.
Well, do what you want to, but...
I might. We'll see.
You outgrow some of that.
What?
You know, but jealousy,
oh, yeah.
Surely. And you can share with her about Asa.
Yep. I might do that. I might change my mind, though.
Change your mind about what?
I said I might change my mind.
You might change your mind and not do it.
Like Misty. Mr. Burns.
You remember when she comes for the night with us, Lloyd?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
She said, I might change my mind.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's funny. Well, you know we're coming to Cedartown. We're going to drive in late, though, February 22nd.
Yeah.
And what's that, a Friday?
It's a Thursday night.
Thursday night. And then your ball game is?
No, the game is Thursday night. That's why we're driving in so late. We're going to drive in after the game.
Okay.
Probably spend Friday night, and then we might leave Saturday afternoon and meet Shana and Dave in Atlanta and just hang out with them.
Okay.
And then go home on Sunday.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So how are we doing with our time? I think they come in and tell you you have 1 minute, and Mrs. Cothy said you really have to say your goodbyes in a hurry.
Well, did Miss Kofi do it too then?
Uh-huh.
I'd say we got about 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'd say at least 4 minutes because y'all called a little after 8.
Have you been watching the time too? I'm having the Mexicans tomorrow night, you know.
What are you going to cook?
I fixed chicken tetrazzini.
Oh.
And
I've had that. That's your recipe?
And I usually do it with turkey.
Yeah.
I'm doing chicken. And I'm going to do a spinach and romaine lettuce salad with mandarin oranges and almonds and poppy seed dressing.
That's good.
And your cheese bread.
Oh, I love that cheese bread.
Uh-huh. That boy loved that. He ate it.
Oh, I love it.
And then I made that.
Well, we made him some barbecue ribs.
Oh, he loved them. Daddy did those for hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, really? For hors d'oeuvres?
Uh-huh.
That's a nice hors d'oeuvre.
Well, he bought a package. Oh, God,
like big
it was
old
so late. But, I mean, he just bought one little package, you know, not enough to feed.
Everybody had about 2 or 3 ribs.
Well, y'all had plenty, though, Lord. Y'all had some that first night. They were just full of meat.
What else you going to have, though?
What's for dessert?
Oh, I made this dessert. You know that chocolate deluxe thing we used to make with a cookie crust? Well, I made it with lemon.
Ooh, I like chocolate better.
Well,
I hadn't thought about lemon.
You mean with, like, whipped cream on top?
Uh-huh.
And the nuts?
Uh-huh. The bottom is like a cookie, you know. It's nuts and butter and flour, and then the next layer is cream cheese and powdered sugar and Cool Whip.
How'd you do lemon? Just lemon jello or something?
Pudding, like a chocolate pudding.
Oh, yeah, pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Of course, I like chocolate, though. That's why I want chocolate.
Well, it's good with chocolate. I just do it for a change.
I know. That is a
taste. It's good.
Isn't that Suzanne's dessert that she'll eat anytime?
I think so. I think she'll eat.
Did y'all ever get your pictures developed from here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're so
good.
Mine did, too. I'm sending it. Did you give any to Trip?
I don't think he took them, did he?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay, because then we'll take, I'm sending them some.
Oh, good.
I'll send y'all one of the five of us.
Because we did one, didn't we?
It was self-timer.
Uh-huh. I'd like to have one of those.
So I'll send that one, and then I'm sending one of him and Bobella.
Okay.
And then one of him and me and Isaac.
Okay. We'll send you one, too.
No, I got plenty. But I say I got doubles, that's why I'm sending them.
Oh, I didn't get doubles.
Because mine were, they were mixed up with some other pictures. What I had taken?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christmas?
Yeah, right, Christmas, some at the bank, and I can't remember what all, but I had to. It was about 3 different times the trip. I mean, 3 different groupings, pictures, so I didn't get the doubles.
Yeah. Did you have a good birthday, Daddy?
Yeah, I had a pleasant one. It was a busy day at the bank, and the people at the bank gave me a huge cake. Still got about a third of it left.
You didn't tell me that.
No, I forgot about it. And
that was nice.
Balloons. Then somebody brought some balloons in today and opened it up and said, your favorite teller. And I called Judy, and I said, who is this? But I still hadn't figured out who that was from.
Neat.
I had balloons yesterday and balloons today.
Well,
what kind of, just a sheet cake?
Oh, yeah. That's why, you know, it always said happy birthday, boss.
Really?
Oh, how sweet.
Well, Ann didn't know it was your birthday. Because I called the first time and said, this is Dawn, I'll just try back. And she called back and started trying to explain where you were. And I said, well, I've got to go to work right now. I said, it's his birthday, and I was just trying to tell him happy birthday. Oh, it's his birthday. Yes.
Well, when I got back from the board of directors meeting that day, they had the balloons in there. So Judy, I think, must have spearheaded that. I don't know.
That was sweet of her.
Yeah. Well, they all came down after we closed and had cake and, you know, the likes of that.
Huh. That's fun. What were you going to say, Mom?
When I went to the movie last night, I thought I was going to pay for it, and I thought we get senior citizens at
uh-huh.
Kroger's, and
uh-huh.
I thought we got it at the movies. So we got up to the thing, and I got the money out, and I said, 2 senior citizens. And this girl behind us said, y'all too young for senior citizens.
It was one of the girls at the bank.
It was one of the girls that worked with Lloyd. And then, you know, I laughed, and I looked down at the thing. It said, senior citizens, 62. And I said, oh, is it that old for seniors?
So he looked at me and said, oh, that's a ticket coming out.
Yeah, well, it was me, too. He was going to give it to us, and that girl said something.